Blog Talk Radio.
And the Spirit of the Lord declares that I am the God who hovered over the earth. I am the God who hovered over the face of the deep. I am the God who hovered over a place that was void and empty. And it was the Spirit of the Lord that have broken out, that have covered the earth, that have spoken, declared things, and spoke things into existence, and there it was. I am the God who did not forsake the covenant that I made with the earth before the foundation of the earth. I am God, Yahweh. I am the God that hovers over the nations, and even as I hovered over the earth in the beginning, I am hovering over the nations even now. But it is I who have declared that after you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power to witness throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. And I have anointed you prophet and apostle and teacher and evangelist to be witnesses throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. So I say unto you today to arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. So I declare unto you today to speak, to prophesy,
everyone. Thank you for dialing into NDO Kingdom Gospel Blog Talk Radio. On this evening, you're now listening to the Word. I am so sorry. This is not the Word. This is Kingdom Come. This is our Wednesday night Bible study. So forgive me. The Word actually airs on Sundays at 9 o'clock, which I also host as well. Hallelujah. My job is just to spread this gospel. So I'm just spreading the word of God as I can. But thank you for dialing in on tonight. I definitely have a word of encouragement. This word is, you know, it encouraged me when I said, you know, I went before God and I said, God, you know, what is it that you want me to speak about? And when he gave me what he wanted me to speak about, it blessed my soul. Because we all, at some point in our life, get discouraged because we're human beings. We go through trials and we go through tribulations and we go through things that is in this life that is not hard, that is not easy. And especially if you're a believer, especially if you're someone that is believing in Christ Jesus. You're trying to do everything that you can, you know, to live right and just to stay on the right track and do what is right, not to be tempted to go back to your old ways and, you know, just continuously wanting to walk and desire this walk. So we go through some things, you know, we got to pick up our cross and follow Christ. You know, we are burying some things, and we are wearing some things that is spiritual that God wants to lift up off of you on tonight. God want to lift up the burden up off of your shoulders, the weight up off of your shoulders. So, Lord, I thank you on tonight for being here in the midst. Lord, you say, well, two or three are gathered in your name, for you're in the midst. And I feel you already, God, for our help is coming from the Lord. And, Lord, you're here to help us, and you're here to direct us, oh, Father God. You're here to strengthen us, oh, Father God, in the time of need. You're here to deliver us, oh, God, from all evil, according to your word. And, Lord, we thank you for that on tonight, God. Lord, we thank you that you hear our prayer even now, oh, God. You know who's going to be listening. You know exactly what they need to hear. You know exactly what they've been praying for, oh, God. So, Lord, let us be led by your Holy Spirit. Let it not be my words, but let it be your word, oh, Father God. Let your word be clear. Let it be true, oh, God, because you're a God of truth. You're not a man that you shall lie. So, Lord, we thank you for the spirit of truth right now that is coming upon us, the spirit of the teacher that is coming upon us, oh, Father God, because, Lord, we want to know your ways, oh, God. We want to know your word, oh, God. We're turning our hearts back towards you, oh, God. Lord, we're turning back to you, oh, God. We're turning from our wicked ways, oh, God, that you may hear or that you may come and you may heal us, may heal our land, heal our family, oh, God, and bring deliverance to us, oh, God. So, Lord, we thank you on tonight for being here and being in the midst of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to, you know, Bible study is the word. I'm going to be coming also from the word. Everything I do is going to be based on the word of God, based on the word of truth. The only book that I'm coming from is the Bible. And I know, you know, we read other books and, you know, that is spiritual and, you know, I'm not saying that God don't lead people to read other books and write spiritual books, but we're going to be grounded on the truth. We're going to lay foundation. Our foundation should always be the word of God. If we don't know the word of God and we don't know the Bible, I'm going to be honest with you, you really should not be reading any other spiritual books. Let this word be the foundation. Let this word be the rock in your life. Be grounded in the word of God. And you have to try the spirit by the spirit. So if someone is writing a book, you got to try that book by the word of God. You have to make sure that it lines up with the word of God. And if it don't line up with the word of God, you know it's not from God, and it's, you know, don't even read it, not unless you're reading, you know, just something, you know, just for, I don't know, but spiritual books, stay away from if they don't line up with the word of God. And so I want to talk a little bit about trusting God. We're in a season that so much is going on, and, you know, we can front if we want to. We're living in the last days, and so much is going on, you know, in this world. It's so much talk about, you know, the end of times and Christ is coming back. You know, yes, all our life we've been hearing about, oh, the coming back of Christ Jesus, but not as we're hearing it now. I mean, we're really hearing it is really the signs and wonders and the manifestation of the word of God is coming to pass. You know, signs and wonders is happening. You know, sometimes all you got to do is look up and you will see the wonders of God. You will see God manifesting, you know, his word and his truth coming, you know, the past and his prophecy coming to pass. The word of God is true. That book is coming. It is already alive. It is, you know, it's the living word. Hallelujah. It's the living word. And the Bible says that everything going to pass away. Heaven and earth, all that's going to pass away. But his word is going to stay. His word is going to stand. His word is going to come to pass. His word is not going to fall to the ground. His word cannot turn back into him void. So you want to put your trust in a trustworthy word, a word that cannot lie, a word that cannot let you down, a word that cannot steer you the wrong way, but it will lead you to heaven. It will lead you to God. It will lead you to promises. It will lead you to deliverance and healing. It will lead you to restorations and will redeem you. I'm telling you, this is what the word will do. The word, if you activate this word in your life, it will do miracles, signs, and wonders in your life. You will see, if you pray without ceasing, as the word teaches us to, you will see the manifestations of God in your life. If you would receive Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, watch and see how he will change your life. He will help you through whatever situation you need to get through. See, everybody is born into troubles into this world. The Bible says that it's going to be troubles in this world. So we need Christ. We need him to lead us through. We need to be filled with the Spirit of God to help us through until the coming back of Christ, because Christ is coming back. But he's given us power and authority to destroy the works of Satan until he come back, because he understands that Satan is darkness. Satan is here to kill, steal, and destroy. But he said, look, if you're with me, I'm going to give you something to destroy Satan. So either you're with God or you're not. And so God said, I'm going to deal with, you know, the wicked one and all that. We don't got to worry about them. God said, I'm going to deal with them because vengeance belongs to me. I'm going to give you the weapons to deal with Satan and his attacks. I'm going to give you the spiritual armor that you need. I'm going to show you how to fit that armor and how to walk in that armor and war in the armor. The spiritual armor, because he said that our weapons is not carnal, but mighty by the pulling down of strongholds. Our weapons is not weapons of this world. He said we don't war as this world war. We don't fight how the world fights. We fight, it's a spiritual war. It's in the spirit realm, not flesh and blood. So even though they're coming and manifesting in your life as a person, is because Satan need a person, and he need to embody a person to come and attack you. Now, you can have unclean spirits in your atmosphere, and it'll cause chaos and troubles and, you know, all of these type of things, but people are also possessed with spirits of devils that will come against your life to kill, steal, and destroy you. So we need the power of the Holy Ghost. We need the word of God. And we also need to trust. I'm talking about trust. It's all coming together because we need to trust. If we have no trust in God, then we're going to allow the enemy to defeat us. If we can't trust that God is going to bring us out, if we don't trust that God is even true, that he's able and that he is willing to do it for you, we're in trouble. But God on tonight wants you to not lean on your own understanding, but he wants you to acknowledge him in all of your ways. In all of your ways. And he said, then I shall direct your path. So we need instruction. We need direction. And the only way we can do that is if we trust in God. You don't want nobody to lead you that you don't trust. It's not gonna click right if you're with someone and they're leading you and you do not trust them. If you have trust issues, we cannot have trust issues with God. So if you have trust issues in a relationship, it's hard for you to allow the person to lead you when it comes to a place of leadership. So God is saying that you have trust issues and we're not trusting in the Lord. And I'm going to read some scriptures on tonight that will help you with your trust issues in the Lord and to allow you to let you understand how important it is for us to have trust in God. Us having trust in God is also having faith in God. See, it is by our faith we are going to be healed. It's by your faith that you're going to be delivered. See, we don't trust God for the deliverance. We don't trust God for the healing. We don't trust God for the situation that we are in. Lord, I trust you. Well, I'm not going to trust Satan. I'm not going to trust Satan with my life. I'm not going to put my life in the hand of the enemy, but I'm going to put my life in the hands of a loving God, a loving Father, someone that don't want to kill and destroy me. He said, but I come to give you life and life more abundantly. He's coming that you may live a prosperous life. He's coming that you may be able to stand against the wiles of Satan. Because we have to understand right now we're in this earthly realm and Satan is running havoc. Spirits, unclean spirits is running havoc. We're in the midst of a warfare that you cannot see with your natural eyes. So we have to at all times be in the spirit. And so many is being deceived because they're not walking in the spirit. And the only way that you can walk in the spirit is be connected to God and be connected with the word of God and understand the word of God and have the dwelling of the Holy Spirit of God that is dwelling within you that will open up blind eyes. He will open up spiritual blinded eyes because without the Holy Ghost, you're not able to discern and you will have no revelation of God's word. That's why Jesus was speaking and teaching in parables because he said their understanding, they would not be able to understand. So he told them in parables and in stories, and he talked to them on a level that they could relate. Come on now. And at a time when he began to teach them, because you got to be taught. You have to be taught some things, and the Holy Ghost will come upon you. Eventually, you will be empowered with the power of the Holy Ghost to come against Satan. Everybody that is saved does not have the feeling of the Holy Ghost, and the Bible proves it. And I believe it was Paul that asked the men, since you got saved and received Christ, have you been filled with the Holy Ghost? And they said, what is the Holy Ghost? They didn't know anything about the Holy Ghost. John the Baptist said, look, someone is coming. Now, I'm baptizing you with water. But someone that is coming after me that I'm not even worthy to unbuckle his straps, his sandals. I'm not even worthy. He gonna baptize you with the fire. He going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost, with the Spirit. So that's what we're chasing. So that's what we want. That's what you want to accomplish, because that is what is going to give you power and authority. But the foundation is this is trust in God. The foundation of this is trust in the Word of God. Let's get into the Word. Because I know y'all not on here just to talk to me, and it's like 22 after. Let's get into the Word of God. Okay, so I'm coming from the King James Version, which is, that's my favorite version. They have a lot of versions out of there. I understand that they're taking a lot of things out of the Word of God. That's why we need the Holy Spirit, because of what they're doing to the Word of God. God said, look, I'm going to put my Word in your heart. See, the Holy Ghost is all knowing. It reveals all truth. I'm telling you, it's just amazing. It's amazing how the Holy Ghost reveals and how it gives you revelation of spiritual things. The Bible saying that God is going to reveal mysteries to us. Yeah, the Bible say that God is going to reveal his secrets to us. Come on now. All right, so let's go ahead and get into the Word. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 say, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. So in all your ways acknowledge God. Put him first. Trust him with all of your heart. He don't want some of you. He want all of you. And this is my favorite part, though. He said, if you do this, if you trust me, I'm going to direct your way. I'm going to direct you. So this is what we were talking about earlier. You don't want to, you're not following someone that you don't trust in the Lord, and he's leading us. And he said, I'm going to direct thy path. So, Lord, we thank you for ordering our footsteps on tonight. Jeremiah 17. 7 and 8, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when the heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. So you're going to be blessed, and you're going to be yielding fruit all year long, in season, out of season. You, even when the heat comes, your leaves shall not wither away. He said you shall not cease from yielding fruit, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. If you keep your trust in the Lord. He said, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. Man, blessed. You're a blessed man. If you trust in God, if you lean not towards your own understanding, you're a blessed man. Psalms 56 and 3. What time am I afraid? I will trust the Lord. What time am I afraid? When am I afraid? I'm not afraid. At all times, I'm going to trust God. I'm going to trust him on my deathbed. I'm going to trust him. I'm going to trust him when I'm sick. I'm going to trust him in the midst of trouble. I'm going to trust him when I'm in the fire. I'm going to trust him when it's just me by myself, everybody in town. I'm going to trust God. And I'm not going to be afraid. I'm not afraid to walk alone. I'm not afraid to do what God has called me to do. If I'm the only one that got to preach it, if I'm the only one that's going to say it, I shall not be afraid, because I trust in God that he's going to be there with me. I had a trust in God that when I came on here tonight, that he was going to speak on my behalf, and he was going to speak. It was going to be him and not me. It was going to be the Spirit of the Most High God on tonight. in him at all times. Proverbs 16:3, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. So commit your work unto the Lord. No matter what it is, what you do, we're working. Whatever you're doing, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Your thoughts, I'm telling you, he's going to lead you. He's going to direct you. He's going to establish your thoughts, your ways in your mind. Commit your work to him. Put God first, and he's going to add all things to you. So no matter what you do, no matter what you step out of, when you go to work, you bless the Lord. You put God first. You pray, Lord, what do you want me to do? Because I'm telling you, I don't care if you working in the field somewhere. I don't care where you're working at. You never know what really God have ordained for you to do, because it's all about the soul. So it does not matter where he puts you at, in the group home, in the hospital, come on now, in the shelters. Like, you don't know, God is setting people up in different places so that they can be effective in people's lives, because God is concerned about the soul. So certain teachers God has ordained for the children. Come on. And then Satan is also setting up his agents. Come on now. And so God is setting you up in different places to be a blessing and to do a work. And it's a calling on your life to work with children. It's a calling on your life to work with drug addicts. It's a calling on your life to work with those that are disabled. It's a calling on your life to work with the mental illness, those that have mental illness. You're supposed to work right there, to be there. You're supposed to live over there. Because God has ordained it. God has ordered your footsteps. I can say this. God ordained my footsteps up here, upstate New York, Albany, New York. I'm not from here. Never would have thought that I would be here. Oh, I've been here for years. I've been here for years. You might as well, they probably think I'm a native, but I'm not. But God, he said, no, I'm going to send you away from your homeland. And people get mad and, oh, you know, she abandoned, you know, her hometown. Did I even abandon my hometown? What I do? See, what I do, I hide my hand. You don't got to know what I do for my hometown. And you know what I do for my hometown the most? I'm praying for my hometown, because a lot of stuff is going on all over the world. But I hear a lot that's going on in my hometown. And so I'm praying for the spirit of divination to be broken. It's not, no, we can't normalize. I'm going off to the left a little bit, but we can't normalize going to the witch. We can't normalize burning sage. We can't, all of these things that, no, that the world is okay with. And I know it's not just my hometown, but I do know a lot of people in my hometown that's going to the witch and the warlock and the witch doctor. And come on, and we know God. We know God. We saying we Christians, though. We saying we Christians. I just spoke to a young lady not too long ago, and my cousin, she had called me and asked me to pray for one of her friends. And so when she began to ask me to pray for a friend, and she was explaining a little bit of her friend's situation, at the end, I said, oh, no, I can't pray for her. I cannot pray what you're asking me to pray. But what I want you to go back and tell your friend is she needs to repent. So this particular friend, was messing with a married man. And I'm not, and then, you know, and then they want to blame it on the guy. But no, you the Christian, so you supposed to resist temptation and flee. You shouldn't have messed with a married man. And it gets deeper. The story gets so much deeper, so much complicated. But we, as Crusaders, we know Christ and that we're saved. But we're doing things that Christ said that we should not do. We into idolatry. She said that she burned sage all day, every day. I said, but you're a Christian. We as Christians don't do that. Then I could see if you in another belief that you can do that. So you're not putting your trust in God. You're putting your trust in the sage. You're putting your trust in sage because they burn sage to keep the evil spirits away. But I was thinking about that earlier and how Nipsey Russell, I believe that was his name, his mother said right before he left, he was burning sage. And so I said, well, Lord, it's sure enough didn't keep the evil away. So my question is, when you burn your sage and you burn your candles, is it really working out for your good? Is it really working out for your good? Because what I know is just opening up the gates of hell. Anytime you deal, or, see, we know, when we deal with black magic and white magic and these things, these different powers, that means you're not trusting in God. See, I only need to trust in one power. And that's the power of the Holy Ghost, because the power of the Holy Ghost gives you power over every power of the enemy. So why would you be so stupid to want to get the power of Satan? Oh, because you don't want to go through what you need to go through to get the power of the Holy Ghost. You don't want to live right. You don't want to live righteous. You don't want to love people, and you don't want to forgive, and you don't want to do these things to gain what really... You know, you want to come some other way. You don't want to come through Christ Jesus. Huh? But see, I tell you on today, you should repent. If you are a Christian and you're not trusting in the Lord, and you're going to the witch doctor and tarot card readings and sage, and you got the crystals and you got all of this stuff, you need to repent if you're a Christian. If you're not a Christian, you need to turn from that and stop. But mainly I'm talking to the Christians on tonight that call themselves believers, that don't know the word of God, because the word of God clearly teaches us these things. You're not trusting in God, but you're trusting in another whole power. We're talking to our ancestors. Come on now, Christians. And when the Bible said don't talk to the dead, don't bother the dead, but you're talking about, oh, my ancestors and ancestors. Come on. But you're a Christian, though. You're a pastor and you're apostles, and but the Bible said don't do that, though. So are we compromising? Are we not trusting in the Lord? That's why God said, if my people who are called by my name will turn from their wicked way, turn back to God, turn your hearts back to God, go back to the teaching, go back to the Bible, go back to the Word. Because there's some things that we was taught and tradition, and that does not line up with the word of God. We got to trust in the word of God. We got to trust in the word of God is trusting in God. Trust in what he say, not in what the world say, not in what we was taught. Not religious beliefs, but we need to be in the spirit at all times. Spirit at all times. This Christian walk is spiritual. It's nothing carnal about the Christian. It's nothing normal about the Christian, for the Bible say we are a peculiar people. We are very peculiar. Huh? We're going to get persecuted for his name's sake, according to the Bible. So if you out there chasing after popularity, you ain't read the Bible. If you out there chasing after acceptance, you ain't read the Bible. If you don't have this tough skin, like fixing your face, that's why he said fix your face like flint, because you got to be strong for the rejection. You got to be strong when you got to walk and talk it by yourself. When you got to complete a vision by yourself and nobody understands. Come on now. Or we have to understand really what it is and trust in God. That's why we need trust in God, because we can't trust man with the vision that God placed inside of you, because nobody can see the vision until you write it down. You write it down, and then others are going to see the vision, and they're going to run with the vision. But many people will not understand what God have called you to, just like they did not understand Noah building a boat on dry land. They didn't understand that the preaching of Noah, when he began to warn the people, and I'm quite sure he told them why he was building that boat. And they was laughing at him, and they was mocking him. So that's what they're going to do to you. So if you worrying about what's going on in this world and care about how they treating you in this world, come on. They persecuted Jesus, hung them on the cross, and he said, those that suffer with me going to reign with me. So they're going to do the same thing to you. So you can't care about likes and popularities and comments and friends and all them things, because guess what? You may just not have none. So you better stick close to your spiritual family and those that believe in what you believe, because those are going to be the only one that understand the true walk, your true walk and your true calling. Those that are like-minded, those that know the word, how you know the word, those that have the Spirit of God living in them like you. That's why he said, try the spirit by the spirit to see if that spirit came from God. Because some people got the demons in them. The devil was in them. The Bible says some of y'all belong to the devil. That's what it says. But we're going to trust God. See, I trust God on today. I trust God on today. We trust his word on. So that's what he wants you to do. Just get back to the scripture. Let's get back to it. I went a little to the side. 1 John 5:14. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. So wait a minute, he said, and this is the confidence that we have in him, not in ourselves. It's not the confidence that we have within ourselves, but it's the confidence that we have in God. And his word is saying that he's given us the power and the authority. So I'm confident that God has given me power and authority over Satan. And if I ask him of anything according to his will, he will hear us. That's the word of God. Just like Jesus said, if I ask for God to send me what 7, 14, I don't know, legions of angels, don't you know that he would? You think that he wouldn't? So anything that we ask God for, according to his will, he hear us and he will answer us. And we are confident in that. We're confident. See, he needs that. That's having trust, having confidence in somebody, having confidence in something. We got to have confidence in the word. We have confidence in God. When the Bible said that demons tremble. Demons is afraid of Jesus. That's why when they say, when you call on the name of Jesus, they flee, they tremble. That's why them demons, Jesus rolled up on the scene, and they said, oh, I know who you are. You're the Son of God, and you come to destroy us before our time. He said, what, you come to destroy us for before our time? Come on now, Peter, I know, Paul, I know, but who are you? Come on, but who are you? Hallelujah. You don't want to be caught. You, when Satan look at you, you want him to see the blood of Christ Jesus. You want him to see the God in you. You want people to see the God in you. So it says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. So again, we can't walk according to what we see, because, again, as I started in the beginning of the show, it can be very discouraging. If I walked according to what I saw and really what is going on, oh, my gosh, I would just lay down and die. For real, for real. If this was it, if what I'm looking at in my natural being was it, I might as well throw in the towel. But because I know it's not, I know it's much greater. I know it's much bigger. I know because the Bible says so. The Bible reveals. He showed me in the spirit. He talked to me. He walked with me. He eat with me. He dined with me. He's on my hospital bed. He was on my sick bed. He was with me when I was in my depression. That's why I put all my trust in him. When I had nobody, he was there. When everybody left, he was there. When I didn't have nobody to talk to, he was there. When everybody left ministry, he was there. And it was God. It was God that carried this ministry. Since we had it, God had it. He carried it with a few people. It had not fallen to the ground. Not once. It was a time that I had ministry and none of us had a job that was in the ministry. And God sustained our ministry. And he's still going to do it. Because this church was built upon the rock. And not even the gates of hell shall prevail against it. I trust God that can nothing come against God, church. Nothing can come to destroy what God have ordained, what God has blessed. No man can curse. I'm not afraid of the witches cursing the church or cursing me. You can't curse me. You can't curse my church because we blessed. My family blessed. Everything about me is blessed. So you can't curse what God has blessed because I trust God. You want to know why I know this? Because the word says so. And I trust in God and I trust in his word that he said that nobody can curse what he has blessed. And nobody can bless what he has cursed. So if you curse, there is a thing is cursing, nothing I can do. I can't pray for you. We're going back to the woman. You curse. You sleeping with the married man. And matter of fact, the story goes on, she's playing with witchcraft. She's doing all this crazy stuff. She's making these beads, and she's all into crazy stuff. So I can't bless something that's cursed. I can't pray for you and you going to consult in a witch. You doing witchcraft. You doing things not of God. You on the evil side, and you want to come, and you want God. Come on. To hear me concerning what you're doing, and you won't turn from your wicked ways, and you're trying to destroy, and you are destroying families. You're being wicked. Oh, the story get wicked. I don't even want to get into it. It goes deeper than sleeping with the married man, and it goes deeper than her messing with witchcraft. So, no, we're to separate ourselves from that. We're not to have no part. All they can do is repent and turn. And I told her, I said, well, when you're ready to repent, because God, all I could say to her, God's just saying repent, repent. The more I was saying, the more stuff was coming out. And then I understood. I was like, well, God, you know, I felt kind of bad in the beginning because my spirit in me was stern with her. Like, I wasn't even playing. It wasn't so much. It was like, no, the nerve of you. And when I found out that she was into all this stuff, I said, wait a minute, you're going to get people hurt. You got people, you calling people for help, but you doing all this? I said, you want to get my cousin hurt because she's calling me to pray for you, and you doing witchcraft, and you're a Christian. You're not trusting God. Come on, let's get back in the Word. God is talking to somebody tonight. Psalm 62:7, and God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. So God is my salvation and my glory. The Bible said the rock of my strength and my refuge. He's protecting us. My refuge is in God. My protection is in God. My sanctuary is in God. My strength is in God. Oh, I'm telling you, you got to know that. You have to have faith, that type of faith. Come on, it's about trusting in God tonight. James 1:6, he said, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. So don't waver in your faith. Don't waver. No, you can't have no doubt. Doubt, no, doubt is sin. That's sinful. These models say that's sinful. That's the opposite of faith. If you don't have faith, that means you don't have no belief. You doubting. You doubting God. You doubting that he's able to do the impossible. You're doubting that his word is true and that his word is powerful. He said, my word is as sharp as a two-edged sword. That's what his words say, 21:3. He will not suffer thy feet to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. So he's going to keep us grounded. He's going to keep you. He's going to keep you. He's not going to allow Satan to move you out of your place. But you got to stay grounded with God, too. Psalms 145:18, the Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. Come on, and that's what I'm talking about again. See, some people call him, you don't really want God. You just want what he can do for you, huh? But you don't want God. You don't want God. He said the Lord is nigh unto all of them, not some of them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. So everybody's not calling upon God in truth. Everybody really don't have really true faith. We're tradition to pray. It's a tradition to pray. Certain things. We're raised to do certain things, and we was taught to say certain things, but it's no faith behind it. It's no faith in God. It's no trust that the words that we're saying out of our mouth is going to really move God. No, we want our words to move God. We want our words to come. It's spiritual. It's a spiritual thing. For the power of life and death is in our tongue. So we speak in life. Every time you speak the word of God, you're speaking life because it said the word is life. The word is living. This word will set you free. This word will bring life unto you. But if you don't know it, it'll bring darkness unto you. You'll be deceived by this world. You'll be deceived by Satan. You'll be deceived by false doctrine and false teaching if you don't have trust in here. I have friends, I'm telling you, oh, my gosh, that I'm like, wow. And while I know they're saying, oh, she's brainwashed, I'm saying, oh, Lord, they beyond brainwashed. All over the place. All over the place with just all over the place. So you don't want to. You want to be grounded in the things of God. Because, see, I believe that people are speaking the truth, but we need to seek the face of God. We're trying to discredit God. So he's bringing confusion amongst you. You're trying to prove that God don't exist. You're trying to prove that the Bible is a lie. So now God has said, I brought confusion because they have no trust in me, so I'm going to come and bring confusion. I'm going to scatter their thoughts all around. They're not going to understand the word of God. The Bible say this. I know you're saying, well, God said he's not the author of confusion. No, he's not the author of confusion. You're the author of confusion because you called it upon yourself because you choose not to believe. And now you're trying to make God's word out of a lie. So he blinded your eyes so you can't even see. You can't see. They can't even see. You wonder why they're coming against God so hard? Because God blinded them. They can't see the truth. They can't see the truth because they're not really looking for the truth. They're looking to discredit God. They're looking to come and make you feel as though the word of God is not true and that God don't exist and that Jesus did not exist. So their teaching is all over the place. They're coming from a so-called righteous place, so they say with their mouth. But no, a lying spirit has come upon them. And a spirit that will bring about confusion in their mind that would make them not even be able to comprehend what they're reading because their motives are wrong. They have no trust in our God. So they want you not to trust in him either. That's why you can't watch every documentary. That's why you can't read every book. And especially if you don't have the Holy Ghost. The Bible said try the Spirit by the Spirit. So how are you going to try the Spirit by the Spirit if you don't have the Spirit? That's why we're being deceived. That's what God said last week. He said, look, we're lacking the power of the Holy Ghost. We're lacking the Spirit of the Holy Ghost in the church. We need the church. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you've been saved? Ask yourself that. Ask yourself that. And once you receive this Holy Ghost, he's going to take off in your life. He's going to take off. He's going to send you on about your way to do what you're called to do. Do what you called to. Let's keep on reading. Hallelujah. God's word is so good. He said in Matthew 6:26, behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, neither gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? They said, look, if I'm feeding the fowls of the air, the birds of the air, and they reap nor sow, what you think I'm not going to take care of you? You don't have faith. See, this is saying you have no faith that I'm going to take care of you. I take care of the birds. I take care of the animals. I do this, and I'm surely going to do it for you. Are you not much better than they? Come on, God is asking. You have faith in him. Hebrews 13:6, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Yes, you have no fear of what man can do, because God said, I'm your helper. The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do. So we're more afraid of man than God. So the Bible say, don't be afraid of the one that can take the body, but the one that can take the body and judge your soul. The one that can take this flesh, put you underground, and then judge your soul. Take your soul and determine where it's going to go, heaven or hell. Because some don't believe that either. The deception is great. That's why, you know, we're doing whatever we want. This is why we don't have no faith in the word. This is why we don't have no faith and trust in God, because Satan has made us believe that we don't need to. You know, that, you know, we can do whatever we want and never spend time with God, never accept him, never accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. The world's been deceived. Hebrews 13:6. So that we may boldly say, Proverbs 29:25. The fear of men bringeth a snare, but whosoever put his trust in the Lord shall be saved. This is God's word. It is so important. And this is blessing me. This is blessing me. I thank you, God, for his word. It's blessing me as it's blessing all of us on tonight. Lord, we thank you for your word on tonight. We're not just going to be hearers, right? We're going to be doers. We're going to trust God. We're going to believe that he's going to do it. He said the fear of man bringeth a snare. You don't want to bring no snare. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And he said, whoever put our trust in the Lord, we will be saved. Proverbs 16:20. He that handles a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusts in the Lord, happy is he. Come on. I'm almost done here. And me, how many more? I got a lot more. I'm just going to keep on reading. Whom I have in heaven but thee, and there is none upon earth that I desire besides thee. Psalms 73:25. Ain't nobody on earth as great as God. Ain't nobody on earth. He said, whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides thee. Hallelujah. Psalms 37, 5 and 6, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. That's Proverbs 37, 5 and 6. Hebrews 13 and 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. 7 and 14. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Come on, he's going to strengthen you. I know some of us is a little weak right now, but this is encouraging us right now. Come on now. He said, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Don't you dare give up. Wait on the Lord. Psalms 37 and 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Come on, he's going to take care of you. He's going to take care of you. Two more scriptures. And we have known and believed in love that God hath to us. Let me read again. And we have known and believed the love that God hath for us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. That's 1 John 4 and 16. Naaman 1 and 7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. So we can trust in God. You can trust in God. We have lost our faith. We have lost our trust in God. Trust in him. We have to every day. I know this world is built up. I know that Satan is running rapid. I know that things may be going haywire. But if we turn to God, he will open up our eyes. He will take the blinders off of your eyes. Because some of us is really seeking and searching for God, but the enemy has deceived you. He has deceived you to come against the word of God. He has deceived you. He said, ask and you shall find. Ask God. And if you really want to know, don't persecute them. Don't lead people astray. Don't become a false teacher. But choose to say, everybody's going to choose. Everybody's going to have to choose. But guess what? We're going to choose to trust in God. We're going to trust in the word. So this is what this is about. And I hope you was encouraged on tonight. You go back and listen to the full message. Write down the scriptures. Read them every day if you have to. If you're feeling discouraged, read the word of God. It'll make you feel better. It is like, I'm telling you, God's word is true. And he loves you guys, and we love you too. Thank you for, you know, tuning in to Kingdom Come Deliverance Ministries Wednesday night Bible study. We are located on 158 On Street here in Albany, New York. You know, come join us even on our Easter Sunday. We're starting our breakfast outreach, our food outreach. It's called Under the Bridge, where we will be serving meals to the community. And a lot of other things is coming along, but we're just speaking on this Sunday. Come out. We're going to be starting at 10:30, I'm going to say 10 o'clock. Just giving out Easter breakfast. We're going to have Easter breakfast. Just join us. Come out Resurrection Sunday. And we just want everybody to be blessed, everybody to be set free, because who the Son has set free is free indeed. Love you much. This is Pastor Dorothea Patterson. pastor of Kingdom Come Deliverance Ministries. I love that church so much. I tell you, God is awesome. God shows up all the time. He never leave us nor forsake us. He's a man. He's not a man that he should lie. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. God bless. Meet us back here. Our next show will be Friday. I hate to call them shows, but we're going to have prayer. Friday night prayer, intercessory prayer at 9 o'clock as well. Me and Pastor Todd Quasier. So tune in for intercessory prayer. Let us know your prayer requests as well. We can, you know, if you're on the line and you need prayer, you can always push, you know, a button. I believe it tells you, and we can let you on in. Or you just let us know your prayer request, okay? God bless everyone, and good night. NDO, Kingdom Gospel, Blog Talk Radio. Good night.